Happy to see every one of you, Sister Chipley, here. Chipley or Chipley? Chipley. Okay. Well, thank God for you. She laughed already. Amen. When the spotlight of wisdom started coming, then you start forgetting about your car keys right in your hand. And then you're looking for your phone, and your phone is in your hand. Yeah. And then you're looking for your glasses up here. Where's my glasses? You call it spotlight of wisdom, you know, the gray hair? I call it spotlight of wisdom. Amen. So, what a blessed God for every one of you. We praise God for this day. Amen. I'm not going to keep you long because something happened to me last night. After doing my exercise, I got so hungry. And I think my body don't want for me to eat late in the night. But I ate grape and drank a cup of tea. And now I'm feeling bad in the body. I'm sick. I'm sick in the body. I don't want to get up today. I just want to stay in there. I wanted to stay there and just sleep. Amen. So you saw me kneeling down to pray. I was fighting to get strength. Amen. I think my body trying to get to that place. Man, no eating tonight. My Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody got to pray for me to pass that test. Hallelujah. Not to eat in the night. Amen. Well, we are in the book of Mark chapter 2. Happy to be the preacher for today. I love to preach. I love to be in the presence of the Lord, that God will use me for his glory. Hallelujah. While you're looking for Mark chapter 2, we'll bring you greetings from the church in Monrovia, Liberia. And thank God that we are making progress. God is taking you up to another level. Amen. So, if you have your Bibles, stand with me. And let us read Mark chapter 2 from the King James version, please. Amen. Are you ready? Hallelujah. And again, he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noise that he was in the house. Somebody say noise. Amen. It means everything was loud. Amen. Noise in the house. And straightway many were gathered together in so much that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. And he preached the words unto them. And they come unto him, bringing one sick of the parcel, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the price, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the parcel lay. And when Jesus saw their faith, everybody say faith, he said unto the sick of the apostles, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, why do this man thou speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sin but God on it? And immediately when Jesus perceived in the spirit that they so reason within themselves, he said unto them, why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether it is easier to say unto the sick of the parcel, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and take up thy bed and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of Man have power on earth to forgive sins. And he said to the sick of the parcel, I say unto thee, arise and take up thy bed and go thy way into thy house. And immediately he arose, took up the bed, and they all amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw it on this fashion. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, speak, O God. Speak, O God. Speak, Jesus, speak to us. Lord, you take the glory. I'm nothing without you, O God. We pray for fresh anointing, O God. And let the anointing break the yoke and set the captive free. Heal somebody, deliver somebody, do something new, oh God, in our life today. But we realize, Lord, we cannot live with all you. We cannot preach with all you. Increase our faith in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So today I want to speak to us all on the theme, the power of the breaker. Hallelujah. When I came here 2013, it was a nice service. If you can remember, that's the first message I preached here. Hallelujah. So almost 11 years now. So Pastor Waking called me to preach. I got so many things I was putting together. And the Lord said, hey, look in the basket. You got something there. They need to hear it again. Amen. I don't know about you this morning, but I want to hear the word of God again, again, and again. Hallelujah. Because man cannot live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. In time of these, I need the Bible. I need the words of God. Hallelujah. The power of the breaker. When we read this story in Mark chapter 2, verse 1 to 12, we talk about friends that took their sick friend to Jesus. Amen. They have faith, and the faith make them to come. And because faith brought them where they were, they have to work. So as a child of God, you need faith to move and work. Faith, you need it to move and work. And then everything that you desire will come to pass. Why? In Hebrews 11:1, it says, now faith is a substance. It means assurance. Amen. I'm sure, I'm very sure, I have no doubt of the assurance of things hoped for, or the evidence of things not seen. A conviction. I don't have to see it. I don't have to receive it before I believe it. Hallelujah. But when I pray, I got my healing. I'm be in peace. I don't care what the devil is trying to do. All I know, I got my healing. Amen. So, you gotta be, faith will make you to have the conviction that it's already happened while you are waiting on the Lord. And because you believe that you already have it, you will praise God before it comes to pass. Amen. Hallelujah. In saying that, I remember I used to take my kids to school, to the high school, and I would just, you know, imagine having a house in that neighborhood around the school. And Bonnie Lane, I would look, I say, oh, this area is not bad. Just in my mind. I said, someday God will give me a house in this place. And when years came and years went by, we got a house not far from the high school, right to the same place. I used to look. Amen. It was in my mind. And God heard it. Hallelujah. And God said, I will give you that place. So many days when I drive in Benny into Bonnie Lane, the Lord reminds me. He said, you remember you taught on it and I brought it to pass. Hallelujah. That what make you, as a child of God, you must have an intimate relationship with God. Because whatsoever your thought is, God knew your thought before it got to you. Amen. He can perform it. That desire of yours that will give him the glory. Are you with me, somebody? So you have to have that conviction. I'm going to the hospital, I will come out alive. I'm going for the operation. I'm going under the knife, but I will come out alive. Hallelujah. I got a conviction that I'm going out there where there are chaos and uncertainties. I will go and come back alive. Hallelujah. Got that conviction. Verses 2 says, for by it, the elders obtained good report.
By faith, the elders of Bible days attain good report. Do you want to attain good report and good relationship with the Lord? Have faith. Are you with me, somebody? Have faith. Because while in verses 6, but with all faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I don't know what you are seeking this morning. I don't know why you are here this morning. I don't know why you are praising God this morning. But with all faith, God will not be pleased with your worship. God will not be pleased with your offering. God will not be pleased with your relationship. Hallelujah. You got to have faith, because faith moves God. Oh, somebody give the Lord a hand of praise. You can pay your tithe. You can share your food with a neighbor. You can pray for one another. But if you don't have faith, God is not pleased with you. Hallelujah. The Lord wants for you to trust in and depend on him. Amen. I don't know about you, but whenever I get in the plane, I go to sleep. I should be afraid. Oh, I don't know the pilot. Is he drunk? Is he high? Do he know God? And we're sleeping, snowing. And you're clinging, fasting your seat there, we're about to land. Oh, okay, okay. With no fear. You know why? Because we trust in God. Amen. Our God is a mighty God. We have no fear because we got faith in God. I'm living from PDX to another stage, and God will take me and bring me back safely. So when you get in the plane, you go to sleep. Amen. Ha! In the sky. Hallelujah. Diligently seek the Lord. You know, I admire something about the Muslims. I admire something about them. When it's time to pray, they leave everything. And they pray 3 times a day. And we criticize them. Yeah, but they pray 3 times a day. In Dubai, when it's time to pray, they got a loud alarm. You hear a pound, somebody said. And the taxi driver will say, excuse me, I know you're going somewhere, but I have to pray. The taxi driver will park the car and pray. Hallelujah. Although the worship is wrong, but the attitude, the desire towards the worship is right. I want to talk to God every day because I believe that God is able. Hallelujah, somebody. So if you don't have faith, it's impossible to please God. You got to seek God diligently. Let Daniel pray 3 times a day. Hallelujah. Great men of God pray 3 times a day. Hallelujah. You don't have to kneel down. You don't have to get into the corner, or you don't have to be loud for everybody to hear you that you're praying. Even at your job site, while your hands are basic, you're talking to the Lord from inside of your heart. Hallelujah. Oh, you're blessing God. You're praising him. Even when you are driving. Hallelujah. You can pray, but don't close your eyes. Pray. Amen. Don't close your eyes. I'm praying, and then the car call all night and say, oh, do you know? Yeah, we know him. We know that. Yeah, they had a car crash. What happened? They were in the spirit. Hallelujah. That's what I tell you. In the police, I don't carry arm because I don't just like it. All right? I carry my baton and my pepper spray just for decoration. Okay? I don't carry arm. Guy, a friend, maybe I will be doing something and the spirit of God will get a hold of me. I will take it and start shooting in the air. Pop, pop, pop. So Hallelujah. But it's time for us to seek God diligently. Hallelujah. Seek him in the morning. Seek him at noon time. Seek him at night time before you go to bed. Kneel down before your bed and tell the Lord thank you. When you wake up in the morning, tell him thank you. Hallelujah. You'll do your lunch time. Tell him thank you for all that he has done for you. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Hallelujah. So James 2:26, it says, as the body with all the spirit is dead, so faith for all work is dead also. As I told you, faith will make you to come and to work. You can have faith. If you don't put your faith to work, your faith is dead. Hallelujah. Which means faith can die. Hallelujah, somebody. It's dead. God wants for you to put your faith to work. By you coming this morning, it is an act of work. Amen. I'm going to church. I got faith. I'm going to church. And I got a highest expectation that the Lord will touch me today. That the Lord will do something new in my life. The Lord will turn things around within my life. Hallelujah. Oh, the songwriter says, see what the Lord has done. That which we have been praying for, he has brought it to pass. Hallelujah, somebody. So faith for all work is dead. And then Romans 10, 17, let us know that so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You don't get faith from the shopping mall. You don't get faith from the courthouse. Somebody once said, you come to the church and get married. Put you before the altar, get married, everybody there, your witnesses, kiss the bride, you happy, and then turn to divorce, you go to the court. No, that shouldn't be. That shouldn't be. No, don't go to the court to divorce, because the people that don't understand what it means, why God put together no man should put asunder. So if you want to divorce, send invitation around to every one of us that were in your wedding. We come back in the church. We sit down and you come and stand, and your wife stand right there and say, we're about to divorce. And let's do it in the church again. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do not go to the heathen. Do not go to the, come by. Call everybody. Say, hey, you were there when I got married. I about to divorce. Y'all come again. Amen. Hallelujah. And let's see how God will wake it up. Hallelujah. Call everybody. We'll come back. Call the pastor. We're coming back. Hallelujah. So what I'm trying to say is that faith comes by hearing, and the hearing of the word of God. The news on the TV or on your cell phone will only trouble your heart. People will say things to you that you don't need to hear. But in times like these, we need to hear the words of God. Because the more you hear the word of God, the more your faith will grow. Hallelujah. I want to read the word of God. I want to hear the word of God. I want to read the word of God. I want to hear the word of God, because it gives me benefits. Life is in the words of God. Give you faith. Hallelujah, somebody. So faith coming by hearing, and hearing of the words of God. When you hear the word of God, Hebrews 12, 2 says, that looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. The government cannot give you faith. Your education cannot give you faith. Oh, your account in the bank. I know you got a huge one, but it cannot give you faith. Hallelujah. You need Jesus. So look to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of your faith. He gives you faith. You got faith. You come and begin to work on your faith. God will finish it for you. Hallelujah. God will finish it for you. Can I tell you something crazy? Very crazy. Very crazy. When I was coming up, I was a soccer player. I used to train and do a lot of exercises and things. And then under my belt, there was a knot that began to grow. Like a tennis ball. A knot began to grow. I look at the knot. I was so afraid. I bought a razor blade. And I decided to cut myself and to remove the knot. Each time I tried to apply the razor blade or the razor to cut, it can't go through. And God said, I believe that what he said, you fool, what are you doing down there? You fool, what are you doing down there? You want to kill yourself because you'll bleed and die. You're not in the hospital, and I was trying to cut myself to remove the knot. But you know what happened? The razor couldn't go through. And after a few days, that knot disappeared. I want to get healed. I believe I'm going to get healed. So I decided to take matter into my own hands to be my own surgeon, right? Get myself up. And God said, hey, you fool. Hallelujah. Do you know how many times that God had delivered us from the hands of death? Do you know how many times that God has set us free? Because we got faith. He gave it to us. And we worked towards it. And he decided to finish it. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh, thank you, Jesus. So God is the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. So when God gives you faith, he expects you to let it grow. Hallelujah. You know, in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5 to 8, you know what the Lord says when he gives you faith. And beside this, giving all diligence unto your faith virtue. You got to water. You water the plant, right? You water the plant to do what? For it to grow, right? So when God gave you faith, you got to water it with virtue that it may grow. Hallelujah. So with virtue. And then what? After you water your faith with virtue, you need knowledge. And after knowledge, temperance. Oh, somebody need temperance in his house today. Every little thing, you get angry and bust out everything. You argue about sugar in the coffee. Hallelujah. You argue about car key. Oh, you want to fight because somebody never make out the bed. Oh, come on. Somebody need temperance. Hallelujah. You don't have to clap your hands for this. You don't have to say amen for this. Hallelujah. Temperance, you need patience. How patient are you? Hallelujah. How many times do you ever pray and ask and wait on God's time? Hallelujah. And then after patience, you need godliness. You need to talk right, dress right, live right to grow your faith. Because with all holiness, we cannot see the face of God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Somebody give the Lord a hand of praise. I want for you to wake up. Give the Lord a hand of praise. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And after godliness, brotherly kindness. And after brotherly kindness, charity, who is love. Hallelujah. Only way I can prove that I love God and a true worshiper with love that never ask than serve. Hallelujah. You need to let your faith grow. Hallelujah. You got to water your faith. You need patience. You need temperance. You need knowledge. Hallelujah. Knowledge from the word of God. You got to read the words of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my people, you need temperance today. You need to have self-control. You need to know when to speak and when to act. One of the best gifts that many of you know is the gift of silence. I'm not cutting out speech from you. I'm not trying to be me, but because you talk blah, 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 I decided to be silent to listen. Amen. But one of the best gifts is to learn to be silent and listen. Quick to hear, slow to speak. I cannot tell you, say, kill the president and just arrest me and put me in jail. And you say, I want to assassinate the president. Let me end my statement. I was just trying to tell you, say, kill the president enemies. Hallelujah. That's what they did to a man. You're trying to say, kill the president's enemy. When you say, kill the president, they arrested him and put him in jail. You said, we want the code. You said, I never ended my statement. And you people charging me already. I just trying to say, kill the president's enemies. So, oh, okay, you are set free. Amen. Be slow to speak. Listen and be slow to speak. Hallelujah. Patient. Love. Hallelujah. I come to tell you today that true faith, we understand that the words were framed by the word of God. Hallelujah. The word that we see today, through faith, we see the sun, hallelujah. We hear storm blowing. Through faith, we see the moon shining up there. We see the stars. We see the rivers. We see the trees. We believe within ourselves there is a God somewhere. Hallelujah. There are more than 9 planets. But one day, you will not hear that the planets hit each other. They came together. Amen. God made everything perfect. He told the ocean or the sea, you stop right here. You cannot cross. Hallelujah. He make the moon to shine by night. And the sun to give light in the day. And the star also shine at night. This is the wonder of God. Hallelujah. It means that's the work of his hand. Hallelujah. There's a God somewhere. I about to close. Hallelujah. So by faith, Abel obtained unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. It was by faith that Abel made a more excellent sacrifice to God. Cain brought his sacrifice, but he never had faith. Hallelujah. This means that so many of us, we come to church, but we come to church for all not believing that God is able to do it. When I come to church, I come to church believing that God is able to move my mountain, that God is able to heal my body, that God is able to pay my bills, that God is able to take care of my children, that God is able, hallelujah, to do anything for me. I don't come to church because I want to come to church. I come to church believing a breakthrough. Hallelujah. So the Bible says that Jesus entered into Capernaum again. It means that he been there over and over and over. Hallelujah. And when he entered, there was noise in the house that Jesus is in town. People of God, the presence of the Lord cannot be here. And you're acting like a bishop. You cannot clap your hand and sing and dance in the presence of the Lord. And you cannot make a joyful noise because Jesus is here. He said, where are 2 or 3 gathered together in my name? There I am in the midst. When the Lord is in the house, there have to be noise. Oh, let me come down and talk to somebody. Oh, I want to run. I want to shout. I want to dance. I want to make some noise in the house of God. Hallelujah. Because making noise in the presence of God, bring the devil down on his knees. Hallelujah. I want to clap. I want to dance and give God the glory. Hallelujah. That's why in Africa, mother, we don't care what we put on. When we get into the presence of God, we forget about what is on our backs. We forget about ourselves. Hallelujah. We worship God. You can wash me. Hallelujah. But I'm getting my blessing. Hallelujah. Oh, we dance. We shout. We dance. We run. Oh, hallelujah. We jump in the presence of the Lord. This is worship. Hallelujah. Because noise in the house. We sing a song here many times. We say, dance that David dance. Then I see people can't clap. They can't move. They can't twist. Nothing. Dance that David dance. Yeah, that David dance. That was David. It's your turn. What are you doing in the house of God? When you can't dance. When you can't shout. When you can't shout a hallelujah. When you cannot clap, you cannot move. Hallelujah. If you feel uncomfortable to where you are sitting, move from there to another seat and worship God. And where you are sitting is so small for you to clap and dance. We got spaces here. If you cannot make it here, you can go around the building. If you cannot go around here inside, you can get outside and worship God. We got more room. Remember? Can I take you back to those days? Also go to the club. People used to step by to give a chance to dance. Hallelujah. Because we used to do break dance. Bill, you remember? Break dance. People carrying the hand. So you all cannot take, somebody gonna give you space, right? Amen. But we'll come to the house of God. We don't want to sink. We don't want to clap. We don't want to dance. We feel that, you know, we are diplomats. Praise the Lord. Oh, I'm so blessed to be cursed. Oh, you know, I'm so blessed. The Lord is so good to me.
What you doing? Hallelujah.
You need to be humble in the sight of God, and God will lift you up. But a matter of fact, when God takes this breath from all of you, you are nothing. We are nothing but what died. Hallelujah. So when I come into the presence of the Lord, who has the best not to be out to make noise? Amen. I want to make noise. I want to shout. I want to dance. You can watch me. You can look at me. I'm not making a show. I'm worshiping my God. Hallelujah, somebody. In Great Britain, there was a church that was shouting and praising God. And the neighbor called the police. The police came. Back up. Everybody, whoo, they kicked. When they enter, they saw the African worshiping God. People dancing. But the rabbi, people are dancing, worshiping God and making the joyful noise unto the Lord. And the police people, they enter the church. They look at one another. They join the worship. They started worshiping with all the guns and all the tear gas on it. They started worshiping. Hallelujah. That's what happens when you make noise, a Holy Ghost noise. It will draw the world together to come and see the God that you are serving. So there were noise in the house. On the day that he entered Jerusalem, there was noise. Hallelujah. And they said, tell your people to close their mouth, to start causing noise. Say, if they hold the peace, the stone will cry up. Hallelujah. I don't want no stone taking my place to praise God. Hallelujah. On the day of Pentecost, when he came down and the form of the Holy Ghost, there was noise in the house. Hallelujah. So who I brought you here to keep it quiet? You need to make some noise. You need to shout. When I think about the goodness of God and all that he has done for me, my soul cries up. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Somebody give you the highest praise and clap your hands. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, when more folks don't go to church dry, they come out dry. Because when you come into the presence of God, you take no actions. Hallelujah. Take no action. We need to make a joyful noise in the house of God. We need to clap and sing and change our position. Hallelujah. Even if you can just walk around and just lift up your holy hands and say, Lord, thank you. I praise you, oh God. As you have been dead, as you have been in my grave. Oh, but Lord, I thank you. Oh, Lord, as you have been in Iraq or other places where there are war. But Lord, you brought me this far. I'm saved. Lord, I thank you that you never failed me and my family. I thank you. And just worship. Make some noise in the house. Hallelujah. When he got into the house, a lot of people came. They came to see the miracle working God. And because of the cry, there was no way that others could go in. Some stood at the door, at the windows, and all in the yard. There were people to cry. And there were four friends that were running to go and hear the good news of the word of God. And they thought on their friends. They said, we got a sick friend that is paralyzed. We need to take that friend to Jesus. It's good to know that you got a friend that is praying for you. Hallelujah. It's good to know that you have a friend that is closer than a brother. It's good to know that you have a friend that is interceding for you, who is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is my only friend. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. He always just the same. Oh, praise his holy name. He is interceding for you. So the four friends went to the friend lying in bed, sick. Paralyzed. He ate in bed. He used the bathroom in bed. On his body was such a bad soul. Hallelujah. And they told him, Jesus is in town. And he asked them, who is Jesus? You see, you don't know Jesus. He make the blind to see. The one that make the cripple to walk. The one that raised Lazarus from the grave. The one that turn water into wine. The one that walk on the sea. Hallelujah. The one that rebuke the storm. He is in time. We are taking you to Jesus. By hearing what Jesus did, he began to have faith in the Lord. Hallelujah. And they took him to Jesus. They went to the door. There was no way because of the crowd. They went around and around. There was no way. They went to the door and to the window. There was no way. Hallelujah. But I got use for you. When there is a will, there will be a way. When there is a will, there will be a way. Hallelujah. When your back is against the world and you are in uncertainty, have faith that God can make a way out of no way. Hallelujah. The situation you are in today. Hallelujah. While you are going through today, I want to let you know, keep pressing on. God gonna make a way for you. He can answer prayers. Hallelujah. So they keep moving. There was no way at all. But you see, faith will bring the idea to get to God in the time of need. And one of the brothers said, let's go back because the crowd is too much. No way. Hallelujah. Another brother said, no, I have come too far to go back. Church, we have come too far to go back. Hallelujah. The Lord has brought us a mighty, mighty, great way. Hallelujah. We have come too far to go back. Hallelujah. I cannot go back where the Lord took me from. He has done so much for me. He took me from the marrow clean. Put my feet on the rack to stand. He washed away my sin. He gave me the garment all of righteousness. I'm living for the Lord. I'm walking for the Lord. I'm talking for the Lord. My life is the Lord. Come too far to go back. You came too far to doubt God. And another friend said, do anybody have an idea? And the fourth friend said, yes. There's no way to the door. There's no way to the back door and the front door. There's no way to the windows. I got an idea. We're going to go off the roof. I'm going to get a ladder. Faith will make you to do crazy things. Faith will make you to see the impossible possible. Hallelujah. Faith will make you to believe that God can do anything. Hallelujah. And the Bible says they brought a ladder and they climbed there on the roof. Man, you get crazy. The door, there's no way. Because we use door to enter our homes. And sometimes I use the window, we leave the keys and lock the door. Hallelujah. Back Africa, what we do? We cross the window and pass through the window and get the keys and open the door. Hallelujah. And nothing can work. Hallelujah, somebody. So they climb and they begin to remove the roof. Hallelujah. They begin to remove the ceiling. And there they saw Jesus. Let me tell you something today, church. The reason why you cannot see Jesus is because you still got your roof over your head. You still got your ceiling. Hallelujah. You need to remove your ceiling. You need to remove your roof. Hallelujah. Why are you talking about, Brother Johnson? You got to remove those things that are hindering you, that you cannot get closer to God. Hallelujah. You got to remove doubt. You got to remove selfishness. You gotta remove unforgiveness. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. You gotta repent. Remove your zinc. Remove your sinning. Remove your roof to be able to see Jesus. And they begin to lay down the man. When Jesus saw the man coming down, he said, I never seen such a faith. Faith will work. Pleases God. And the Bible says, says, son, I forgave you. You know the story. And there was certain of the great religious men. They said, this man trying to make fun. He is not God. How can he forgive sin? Only God can forgive sin. But Jesus was telling them, I'm God in the flesh. Hallelujah. I am the Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah. Who was and who is to come. I am that God manifested in the flesh. Hallelujah. I can forgive sin. I got power to forgive sin on earth. Hallelujah, somebody. I want to let you know today that Jesus Christ is God Almighty. And there he said to the man, pick up your bed and walk. Hallelujah. And the man took his bed and began to go. I want to say to you today, church, nothing can stop you from reaching to Jesus Christ. Nothing can stop you. Oh, to get your healing today. God is able to do it. Hallelujah. All you need faith. Nothing can stop you. So the Bible said they broke through. Hallelujah. That was the power of the breaker. They broke through and they saw Jesus and they got the healing. Hallelujah. I want to close on a woman with the issue of blood. For 12 years, she had this issue of blood. For 12 years, hallelujah, the doctor could not help her. For 12 years, she was bleeding here and there. For 12 years, she was lonely. Her children left her, the husband walked away because she was bleeding. Hallelujah. It was so terrible. To see a lady in that condition. When she come in, everybody would give her way and hold her nose. Hallelujah, somebody. She was bleeding for 12 years. She bled. I don't know where the extra blood came from to give her strength, but I believe that she was weak always. Always she was weak. Always her eyes were dim. And the Bible says, while sitting on the street one day, but as she was bleeding, and she heard the cry coming, and she heard and seen, it's Jesus. And knowing the story of Jesus, she said, today is my day. Today is my day to receive my healing. The doctor could not help me. Nobody could help me. But I'm going to see Jesus today. Hallelujah. The Bible says she allowed Jesus to pass and the crowd was behind Jesus. He said, yeah, you can go ahead. Hallelujah. I'm going to start from the back. Hallelujah. And the Bible says she began to press on. Begin to press on. She began to press on. She got into the crowd because of her odor. Some people begin to give us chance and say, you can pass. Oh, your odor so strong. Let me tell you something. Sometimes your condition that you are in make a way for you. Hallelujah. Sometimes the trouble that you are in going to make a way for you. God will never bring anything in your life that he will not get a glory out of. Hallelujah. God will get a glory out of your trouble, your circumstances that you are going through. God will get the glory if you only have the faith to go through. Because nobody can stop you. No demon can stop you. No enemy can stop you. Hallelujah. Nothing can stop you from reaching to Jesus. Only you can stop yourself. You don't have faith. And she crawled. Oh, the crowd began to push her here and there. Sharp. She got on her knees. If I can walk, I will crawl. That's faith. Hallelujah. Fifth will say, I gotta keep pressing on. Amen. If I can walk, I will crawl. If I can crawl, I will roll. Hallelujah. And she kept on until she got to Jesus and she touched the hem of his garment. Oh, hallelujah. And there was a power that left from him that touched her and she got healed instantly. And Jesus said, hey, somebody touch me. Somebody touch me. The disciples said, wait a minute. We are shopping in the day. Everybody touch me. He said, no. Somebody touch me. It was a special touch. It was a touch of faith. Who touched me? He turned around and then she was shaking. She said, I did touch you, Lord, but something happened. From the time I touched you, my 12th year mystery walking to end. Hallelujah. I was bleeding for 12 years. But the moment I touched you, Lord, I received my healing. Hallelujah. I broke through the crowd to touch you. I'm talking to somebody today. As we close this message, you need to break through every wall that the devil has put before you. You need to break through your doubt. Hallelujah. Stop judging yourself. Stop condemning yourself. There is power in faith. There is power in prayer. There is power in faith. There is power in prayer. When you pray, believe that God is able to do it, and God will do it. Hallelujah. Somebody stand with me right now as you are standing. I want for you to know that God has given you the power to break through. Hallelujah. I want for you to stand, believe in God, that God is able to do it. What is impossible with men is possible with God. Our God can do anything. He cannot fail. That sickness in your body that cannot get cured, if you have faith today, the Lord will heal you. Hallelujah. That providence in your way that you cannot solve, the Lord can solve it. Hallelujah. Whatsoever you are going through, if you will come to the altar today and say, Lord, I surrender all to you. Do something new in my life. Heal my children. Heal my husband. Heal my wife. Heal me, oh God. Make a way for me. I got a desire that need to come to pass. Lord, you do it. Do something new in my life. Oh, somebody come to the altar right now. The Lord want to do something for you. Come to the altar right now. Let the Lord touch you. Oh, he specializes in the impossibility. Hallelujah. God is able to answer your prayers because you are coming. You are putting your faith to work. Because you are coming, you are believing God for the miracle. God will do it for you. He will forgive your sins and touch your life and deliver you. Hallelujah. Somebody pray for your hand. Somebody lift up your hands. Oh, somebody. The Lord wants to touch you right now from the crown of your head down to the sole of your feet. Somebody pray a little more. You got a faith. You can touch the hands of the garment. You got a faith that can break the roof and see Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody pray. God is able. Jeremiah 27:32. If I get it right, say, "Behold, I am the Lord. Is there anything too high for me?" God can do anything. Amen. God can do it. I keep praying. I keep trusting God. I keep having devotions in our home. I want to tell you that a lot of amazing things are happening when you pray together as a family. The exercise in your faith. Whenever we are having devotion in our home and I have to leave and go to work, and my wife is going to work because she start early around 7 and come back 7 in the morning, and I go 9:30 and come home around 4 p.m. So we need a lot of prayers. But the amazing part, whenever I'm praying with my kids, Angie and Anna, with Mona and with Mina, will come and lay their hand on me. They lay their hands on me. All me asking them to lay their hands, and they will pray for me every night. Every night they will lay their hands and pray. I don't know what they are saying to God, but God knows the heart, what they are asking for. I believe they are saying, "Daddy, Jesus, our dad is in your hand. He is going out there to find food, to find things to sustain us. You take care of him. Mommy is out there. Take care of her." And they pray for us. It's time to pray, believe, and work. Hallelujah. And let's worship God one more time. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. Thank you, Jesus. Increase our faith, oh God. In time of this, we need faith. We need the Bible. We need you, Jesus. Speak to us. We bless you. We praise you. In Jesus' name.